But this is not my story, but my friends of mine,
I just get out from
it's one when during the examination that she's not broken. Come. I mean, like, she's not attend or sit for the exam. Examination. I don't know why, but after the examination, after done, I went to the to her house. I went to the house to her house. Not the house, try to contact her, but she never pick up my phone and never out, went out, I mean like out from the house.
That's my story.
I don't know, after that, I just get out from the house and I didn't call her.
You managed to find her or talk to her?
I managed to find her and try to talk to her, but she didn't answer my phone, answer my call, and then she never...
So you never meet her? Never met her?
No, at that night, left out with my friend, like, hang out with my friend. Then friends of her, a guy, tell me that she can't come for the examination because she had a family problem that her father had an heart operation, they have heart attack, so she can't come. She can't come for the exam because her father
so sad.
That's why. But I feel like I'm really offended because I feel like how is it? I feel like she, why she never tell me about her problem. Instead, I tell her about my problem.
Are you both close friends?
Yes, she's my best friend. But that's why I feel like I'm really offended about her. Why she do that to me? That's
okay. How about your relationship? Okay. Both of your relationship
right now? I'm not contacting her for now because she needs to take their supplement examination because before this she didn't come for the missed exams, isn't it? So she needs to. So I just give her time for the revision.
Maybe next week. All right. And finally.